Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
that you make, huh?
Remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it. It's like dynamite, and it's the Renaissance.
the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance.
Yo, what's happening, people? Y'all know what time it is. This is Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet, and we are back again, one more again, to do this thing that we love to do called poetry. If this is your first time here, I want you to understand to feel free to spit whatever it is that you like to spit. That's what we do here. There is no topic. There's nothing for us to discuss. Just spit your best shit. And when I say your best shit, I'm not talking about something that you need to spit to impress me, impress everybody. Impress yourself. We want you to bring that shit that you had on your mind and heart that's really inside you to spit that really good energy stuff so we can give that back to you. That's what we need to hear. Now, before we get to the first call, I want to give a shout out to Joe. The Verbal, he said he won't be able to make it tonight. I don't know what's going on with him, but send him some love and light. We don't know what's going on. Shout out to Kimbrella. She also will not be making it tonight, so the event page will be free. So anybody, if you know how it go. If you're new here, then just watch what other people do. But if you're not new here, you know, you can put your picture up if you want to. If you want to just get on the event page and share your own thing, you can do that. That's what the event page is for. Now, I also want to shout out Adrienne Simone. She's going through a few things. I just want you guys to send her love and light as well. You know, we're not going to get into all the details, but just please keep everybody in mind. Keep their hearts in there. Let everybody know that we got that good energy that we're trying to send to them so everybody can come back healthy next time for the show. Now, with that being said, what we're going to do is go to the first caller. We got 424 in the building.
What's going on?
I guess it's by default, brother. You're number one, man.
But this one don't really count because it's a default.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is, man. If Joe can't make it, you got to get off in there, man. You got to take them W's when you can, bro. You got to take them W's,
well, yeah, that's
man,
true.
When you can get them.
That's true.
What's up, man? How you been, bro?
Not bad. Trying to keep cool, and that's about it.
Bro, it's hot as hell, man. I know it. I know you try to keep cool. We all are. It's crazy out here, man.
Yeah, it is. But otherwise, doing all right.
Posted something on the event page talking about you had a question. What's up with that?
Yeah, just something to pique your interest for the piece.
Okay. What you got?
It's actually a piece called Ghosts, but it might not be what you think it is.
Uh-oh, there you go. That's how you gonna come in here with that switcheroo type shit. Okay. I ain't mad at you. We're gonna let you do what you came to do, bro. Start it off right for us one time. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
They walk among us, wondering what has happened. What has happened to us, to our spirit? Ghosts. The voices of the voiceless have gone silent. We refuse to vote, yet we complain about the outcome. Sometimes it's bigger than just us. They watch the children lives taken. Destinies ended before they are started. No time to excel. They watch the black community fracture. Black men murdered and incarcerated. Black women persecuted. Black families erased. They watch as black history, their lives and times are slowly being removed. It is, if none of it exists, as if none of them existed. The ancestors weep, ponder what will happen. Soon they will cease to be. That they will just be ghosts. And that's their peace.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you definitely went in a different direction there, man. Look, I've had many conversations recently about these topics that you brought up, but I got to ask you first, what brought you to this idea of speaking about what's been happening to us in this way, or at least from their perspective or the possible perspective of our ancestors?
Well, actually, this is the first of three that I wrote, and a lot of this had to do with what's going on with numbnuts down in Florida. It's my home state for one, and I've been able to kind of, I guess, sit back and watch it from afar. And you have to think that if there is a afterlife, if there is a way that those that have gone before us are able to look back and look at what's going on with us, you would have to think that they're thinking, what in the flying monkeys are going on? And why are we letting it progress to the point that it has? And the part in here where I was talking about we don't vote, that was obvious in 2016. Out of all registered voters, black, white, brown, it didn't matter. 46.9% of registered voters did not vote.
Right.
We didn't vote.
If you spoke to that. Now, go ahead.
We didn't vote, but we complained about what came afterwards.
Right on.
And to this day, 7 years later, we still complaining about what happened.
Not only complaining, still saying that the vote doesn't matter. Now, you brought, you know, these points,
well,
you know, you said that the voice of the voiceless have gone silent. We refuse to vote, yet we complain about the outcome. You said that they watched the black community fracture, black women persecuted, black families erased. And then you went into the black history part where you said that their stories are slowly being removed. Now, understanding that if they could see, that I would imagine that they had a certain amount of disappointment because of the fight that they went through to get these particular rights,
mm-hmm.
to get these opportunities, and we're squandering them. We're saying that they don't matter, and we're not understanding, you know, what it took to get them. Now, of course, you could say, well, they gave us the right to have the right to decide whether we want to vote or not. That's also a right. But the reality is the reason that they still go after stopping our vote and redistricting our vote and redlining and having all these tactics to keep us from voting is not only to keep thumb on us, but because if we were to organize our vote, then it really would make a difference. That's the problem. We allow them to move us where they want to move us so that our vote doesn't matter. We don't pay attention and we don't fight that off. So you make some serious points there. And of course, going to the history being erased and them not wanting history to be taught or black history to be taught in schools comes from the book 1619 that I recently started, reading. And it really pointed to how it all began when that book was starting to be taught in school. And they lost their minds because this book was teaching the truth about the actual history of black people in this country. And they didn't want that narrative. So they start calling it false, or they started, giving it that bull crap that they like to give it, fake news type attitude. So although this piece, didn't have to be long or very wordplay, laden, you got the point across, and you already got me thinking about all this stuff. So, man, you did a great job at this piece, man. So I really appreciate you bringing it to the show.
I appreciate it. I figured I had them played around enough. It was time for me to get back to where I normally do. But
you damn sure did that, bro.
What they fail to realize, there are some of us that are around that remember a lot of the stuff that happened. You got three people that are still walking the earth that was here during Black Wall Street. Today is the 59th anniversary of the three college kids that got killed in Mississippi. I got a chance to see a lot of stuff when I grew up. The day that I was born was the day that the Freedom Riders started. So,
okay,
there are those of us that are here that know our history and know it very well, and they're trying to sneak through and get stuff erased because they know we are not going to do. Well, I'll put it this way. Some of us are not going to do anything to stop them.
And that's the reality.
That's
the reality.
And that was where the line, the voice of the voiceless have gone silent.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. And, again, these are conversations that need to be had. And we as poets, it has become our duty to continue to remind everybody about what's going on in ways that provoke thought. And, that's what we excel at, man. So, very glad that you got back on the horse and got to riding, and let us know what's up. So appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. I hope I started us off right.
Oh, man, you did that thing, bro. Already. Hopefully you make it back to the next show, man. We'll go ahead and sit you down. And hope that you can continue to enjoy the show. Hop on the event page, let everybody know what you got going on. Shout out to other poets, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Already. Got my man Anthony Arnold starting us off right. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 909 in the building.
Hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
You have Elizabeth Carpenter. You had me kind of come in at the end of your Gaza 3 and then the pop.
Yeah, I remember. You came through it in wreck shop.
You must have back.
He said you had to come back because that was some bullshit coming at the end of the show like that. You going to set it on fire like that? We didn't get to put nothing on the fire. It just kept burning and everything was done, right? It was crazy to have the show ending that way. We really couldn't say nothing to you. Couldn't even be like, hey, you said this. You said, like, not that we have to critique upon, but to show love to the piece. So you definitely, but you got a lot of love on the event page. I hope you saw that. Like, people did appreciate what you brought to the show. Yeah. But unfortunately, Kim won't be here tonight, but I know that she appreciates that you still made it to the show.
Yeah.
As do I.
Okay, so I have a piece for you. You'll actually get
right,
to, you know, I won't have to rush this one.
No, you don't. So, you know, you can take your time with the piece. So I'm going to let you handle your business. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, so this piece is called Magic Moment. This magic moment, so different and new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened, and it took me by surprise. I knew you felt it too, by the way you look in your eyes, sweeter than wine. They call it magic. The unexpected connection, weaving words, pouring desire on a page and matching ink stains. Someone, a soul, a stranger, all the way across country, but they know how to push my buttons, to play my own games on me, to send me singing and tingling tongues, purpose to our lips that when they part, our thoughts coexist in harmony of familiarity and differences. Breathless am I left at the sound of a voice I've only just heard. Speaking so easily his words into my own, I feel intoxicated as I listen to his vision. How he easily grants me passage to bed with him on blank pages where we gasp for air in the moaning and groaning of our exploration. In catching our last breath, we are reminded that fine wine and creative minds are meant to be savored. Easy. Slow. I have never feared a man, but he has me shaking to my knees, stammering to my tongue, begging, please. He intrigues me and terrifies me all at once. He is what I run away from in night, sneaking away, heels in hand, from some stranger's soaking, sticky bed. But in the other breath, he is everything I've ever wanted, broken, like me, someone to play with my thoughts. Set my soul drifting in water, bodies riding across sheets of paper, but I hesitate in his doorway, whispering, trembling, throwing him a line in my story, a piece of my heart, a thought from my shelves, morals from where I stand, not wanting to hold myself naked and exposed to him just yet. Patiently waits, giving pieces of him to pass to the chill of morning. We killed the still in our closeness and brought light to the ever-lingering darkness. I shake in curiosity and the fear of meaning, in loving and loathing that connection in one single moment. His thoughts lift my chin so I can view my own reflection in him. Do I fear him because I fear myself? Eyes wander to open windows where pitfall eyes beg him back to bed. I expect no less. I don't know him. I don't want him, but I need and want him, and I believe his mind has waited in limbo, drowning up the sound of the creaking headboard with forced words. It had grown weary until it cradled and wound itself a web alongside mine in a seamless verse. I believe in this, and his mind refused silence in that moment. His will extended to shun what had mattered to him yesterday. Seems existence in him and me and binding our demons is a not-so-innocent binding, the throwing of curses against the flesh and bone of this. He shuts the window. Pulls the curtain, leaves us alone with our thoughts, hearts beating and longing and fear of things to come. His eyes make love to mine in a dance of discovery of want. His words beg for indulgence in my ear. How do I tell him I'm broken beyond repair? Just another question I really did not need to ask. He was already begun caressing my scars with his own slowly, precisely meeting every wound with his own. Am I mending in him? And so suddenly, what time could not fix in just a few moments spent caught in thought of curiosity and writing pens? I spent my nights behind shades, dressed to kill in a little black dress, spiked stilettos and sex, and not a long time has anything given me such life. So why now do I feel everything when this man hasn't even touched me beyond the extent of wandering eyes yet? He asks questions knowing my answers will only echo that of his own, equally attempting to fathom the reasoning in our knowing when we don't. We write to blend what was meant to be stitched together. Our lines, they are on a vine, on a fence, overlapping and connected. I sit across from him, red wine-stained lips, smoking that cigarette, whispering in a smoked one too many rats. Why am I so at ease? A question I did not need to ask. My vision needed a man's touch gliding its edges, but men are only panting, drooling dogs staring at my cleavage for knowledge, death to every word I've ever said. So why is it I feel safe in this one's hands? He gives me a piece of peace inside. I'm elated with joy and happy for the first time. They call it magic. A collaborative flick of the wrist, bounce of ideas, filling a mist in another's face and looking in your own reflection, looking back at you from the mirror. And he does this in my dreams. Imagine the magic when we meet. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever, forever till the end of time. These magic moments. Peace.
Cold-blooded. Cold, damn blooded. You have line after line.
Hilarious.
You say what?
Okay, so I'm on. I do a show with some friends on Sundays, and they call me cold blooded.
Well, I concur. Shit, I concur. Look here, you have line after line after line here, which you know. We love wordplay. I personally love wordplay. So weaving words and pouring magic on the page, you just started it out. And you just continue to go on blank pages as we are gasping for. I'm like, oh, okay. She just continued to go in. But then you got deep with it. You know, it wasn't just the metaphors. He intrigues me and terrifies me at the same time. He has everything I wanted broken like me. Then you get clever again, throwing him a line in my story. All right, I see you. I shake in curiosity at the fear of meaning. What is that? What you said?
I said, oh, I got to rebreak my brain. I shake in curiosity. Now I got to pull up the piece.
I want to say you said in the fear of meaning.
Shaking curiosity and the fear of meaning and loving and loathing this connection in one single moment.
There you go. And then after that, mind in limbo, drowning out the sound of creaking headboards. That's a dope-ass line. Binding our demons and not so innocent binding. It's just line after line. There's so many lines here. The way that you deliver the piece with the confidence and the bravado, you know. But I had a question about how or when did, at what point you decided to incorporate your song with your words. Was that always a thing?
So that's always been a thing. Certain songs I will hear and I'll want to write a piece to it.
I kind of recognize that. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I'm also a singer, so, like, I've been in jazz my whole life, so, like, it kind of comes with the territory.
Well, it certainly comes off. Jazz is definitely where you're coming from with that. I was just wondering because, again, I did not start that way. I do incorporate songs sometimes, but it does come from, like, songs I hear or whatever I may want to incorporate. But I didn't initially. I just kind of like fell into adding singing into, you know, what I do. But I
not all
know
my poetry has
music.
Just, yeah.
Right, of course, of
that,
course.
Yeah, like pieces. A lot of my erotic pieces do have music, though. I don't know why. I just feel like with erotica, it makes it a little more, like, I don't know, eases you into it.
Okay. Well, I ain't got there yet. I'm not adding the music to my pieces just yet when I perform it. But I feel you. I appreciate you guys coming through. I appreciate you guys sharing the page and sharing the show and in being consistent. Appreciate you guys coming back. So hopefully you guys make it back to the next show.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Appreciate you. Also, if you got anything you want to add to the event page, feel free to do so. Anything you want to share, anything you got going on that you want to sell or promote, please feel free to do so.
All right. Thank you.
Alrighty. That's how we starting up the show, people. We got 213 in the building.
Oh, so we back to back. That was my gravy spitting my favorite piece, this magic moment. I love it. How y'all doing this evening?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. Yeah, look, look, you guys are definitely helping me, but I was like coming in here like, man, I don't know. But, yeah, you guys are coming in with really good energy. You guys are spitting. Anthony Arnold started out real well, got the thought-provoking piece. She comes in with the jazzy stuff. I actually saw your live video, so you definitely got some good energy coming in here today. How you been?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good, and I'm looking good. So everything's all good.
Well, all right, say it twice then. That's what, yeah, say it twice. I saw the live video, and I was just like, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. That's kind of energy. You just driving around singing in the sun, you know, with the sunlight on the black skin kind of thing. And I thought that was dope that you, you know, had that kind of, you know, comfortableness. There's not a lot of people that do. So I was like, yeah, she, if she coming through the show tonight, she definitely got good energy. She's driving around singing on live, so I know she good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. So tonight I'm going to do a love piece because I don't normally write love pieces. And this is New Ink, so it's my first time sharing, my second time sharing it. No, really my first time. So with someone outside of the people I know. So I'm ready when you
are. All ready. I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Hold me in your arms, but be gentle with me. Assure me that my body placed in your arms is a place of safety, a security blanket in a world so cold, icicles form feeling, safeguarding my mind from the watered-down lies leading to typhoons of trickery. Boys that pretended to be men, making unkept promises, pretending to turn my childhood fantasies of white dresses and happily ever afters into realities, spiraling down slides, spiked with razor blades into pools of fire, smelling the burning of my own flesh, extinguishing embers of anguish, allowing sounds of your heartbeat to mollify my thoughts of not the harm they did, but the purity of each of your beats, quieting obtrusive thoughts of past innocent quarrels turned to fury, rage, wrath, ending in the taste of blood wiped by a lover's fist. Your gaze slowly replaces shattered pieces of my heart, opening my thoughts to uncharted ground where love found a sacred garden. Once locked, you've handed me the key. Hold me in your arms, but be gentle with me. Affirm your hand holds protection, impervious to whispers of whose survival made me to be. Understand loneliness in this cold world created icebergs formed in a place where my heart used to be. Surrender the fragility of my loyalty, damaged kindred spirits united, untainted by yesterday's sorrows. Venerate my submission once submerged in hardened shells, imperturbable to predators' fangs previously sleek, leaving bruised bite mark stains. Your touch unveiling the painful transition of caterpillars molting in cocoons, releasing beautifully crafted butterflies nourished by pollinated flowers, love. Hold me in your arms, but be gentle with me. These unfamiliar explorations, I'll willingly follow your lead. Unlocking the chastity once sacrificed for riches, diabolical demons attempted to destroy, defeated by shots by Cupid's arrows. Staged in illuminated angelic lights, contriving you can be entrusted with all of me. As the sun sets on sorrow tomorrows, we walk hand in hand as you pull me in cautiously into the horizon, hopeful this love will last an eternity. Hold me in your arms, but be gentle with me. Cautiously caressing me with words of wisdom, silencing sardonic words, stagnating me with who and what I wasn't worthy of being, and they said I would never be. Remove the ceiling, show me the connectedness of our soul ties in the atmosphere, creating constellations for our unity to shine for the world to admire as we serenade them with symphonies of our love until the end of time. Candy, baby, thank you for letting me share.
Okay, you better spit. I need to come on back to this line right quick. Come on back. Give me that iceberg line. One more time. Come on back. Give me the iceberg line. Okay. Come on back.
I just wrote it, but let me get to it. Let me get to it. Iceberg. That's in the beginning. So cold. Understand loneliness in this cold world created icebergs formed in a place where my heart used to be. Surrender the fragility of my loyalty.
That's a tough line. Just the imagery of what love can do, you know, when it's like that. Now I need you to give me the unlock the chastity line because you spit that. I need that one more time. One more gear.
Unlock my chastity. Yeah, because that's what I have to do right now. Let's find out. Unlocking the chastity once sacrificed for riches, diabolical demons attempted to destroy, defeated, and shot down by Cupid's arrows.
Damn. I'm talking about you spit some shit in this piece. This is a love piece, right?
Yes.
Because it was bubbly, but it was tough. It was bubbly, but it was tough. You got some tough lines over here. You got the butterflies and cocoons and the cat, all that. But you got some tough pieces. You got some tough lines in this piece here. Yeah, yeah. You gave us all of what love is, but I feel you. I feel you. This was a nice piece. I'm glad that you brought it to the show. Definitely dope.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I will see you guys next week. I appreciate the space. I will keep sharing. And, yeah, thank you, Renaissance.
All righty. I appreciate that. Definitely appreciate the share as well. Like, you guys have been really consistent with that. We only do the show every couple of weeks. You know, I definitely need to bring my behind the clubhouse a little bit more and get back, you know, on the bike, start spitting more. But you guys are making me want to because the dopeness that you guys are bringing and the energy you're bringing, it's like it definitely creates that feeling of wanting to share more. So I want to thank you guys for coming and continuing to do that.
How you say it? Already.
Already. All right, we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace. Yeah, that's what's up here. We got 445 in the building.
Hey, Renaissance Poet. How you doing?
What is happening? How you feeling, man? Miss Pearly, how you feeling?
I'm good. And I'm always sending out love and light with prayers for healing and strength to everybody. So y'all are always in my prayers. Always.
Nah, we appreciate that. Already. We appreciate that. It's been, you know how it is. You know, every other week is something for somebody. So, you know, it's nice to have, you know, that energy flowing from, you know, other people, and it builds us up here. So how's everything been going with you with the show, the new show you got going on, and all the other stuff? How's that been going for you?
It's doing pretty good. I was checking the stats, and we was like 2 callers behind y'all, you know, and the Renaissance is that shit. So I was feeling, you know, I was kind of feeling myself like,
oh, that's what's up, man. I'm glad that it's doing that for you. I really hate that I can't make a lot of these shows because I do work second shift. So sometimes I can make it, sometimes I can't. But I am happy to hear that you guys are feeling, you know, successful, having success. So that's what's up.
Thank you. And other than that, my little spider monkey mountain goat has been driving me crazy in here. He's becoming very abusive towards
me. No, that's no good. No good.
Well, it's not, because he's throwing shit now. And he gave me this look today because I told him to sit down, and he looked at me like, you sit down. I'm like, okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tail up a little bit. I see what it is. He can really hit them terrible twos. And it's coming out.
Ooh, yeah, you're not going to be able to get around that one. It's going to come.
No, I know. I know, but guess what? I'm a mom 3 times over, so I know when it's time to start tagging that little tail, okay?
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you handle that, because You don't be saying it too loud on these radio stages. You know, people will be calling the people on you now. You can't touch the babies.
I know. I ain't even gonna
She's just
I
playing, y'all. She's just playing, y'all. She ain't gonna spank the baby. She's just playing, y'all. You know, I'm just gonna tell you. I'm gonna whisper. Whoop that baby ass. But she just playing, y'all. She ain't gonna really. She ain't gonna really touch that baby.
I got other ways of tightening him up.
Thank you, girl. There you go. Speaking of that, before you go into your piece, wait a minute. Before you go to the piece, I just saw a clip of an ankle monitor that like Fisher Price didn't made for the kids, for the babies, that you could literally put on the baby. And if you put the baby in time out, like you could like lock it on their leg and shit. Like seriously, they done made an ankle monitor for the babies.
That's horrible.
I said, man, y'all out of control. They literally put an ankle monitor on the baby. Baby standing in the corner. It ain't enough to put the baby in the corner. You got to put an ankle monitor on the baby.
That just popped in my head now.
I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to let you speak your piece. So I'm going to press mute. Mike is yours.
Thank you. All right. I don't know if I spit this on here or not before, but I'm going to do it again anyway. And this is untitled. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream. Follow what it means. Talk to me in your love language. Just teach me how to understand what you believe in, because I believe that I can live what's inside me with you. You know there's comfort stays up in my soft parts. You found me and freed the me that yearned to escape when your energy fused with my skin through your fingertips. Lifting my burdens with your touch, my erotic therapist. Your energy feels so damn good to me. It picks me up, don't wanna come down. You got me spinning all around. I thought we'd never have another encounter. His gaze, low, but locked with mine, looking at me as if he's looking into me, through me, like he's creating his story in me for only me to read. And I like the way it feels. I want that energetic fusion of his fingertips in my skin. My energy directly calling to him, saying to his soul, please trespass my boundaries with your touch and invade my sin. Lift my burdens with your tongue. Be my erotic therapist and give me the release I so rightfully deserve. He's got me so erotic, I mean, so excited, not sure if it was in my head or I said it out loud, but don't really matter now because here he comes, and I want to come, I mean, I'm ready to ride, I mean, ooh, that slip and slide, I mean, oh, fuck it, I'm ready to taste, slobber, lick, and suck, shit, I just want to fuck. Because I like the way you do me, baby. Makes me feel right. Makes me feel good inside. Makes me feel so good, yeah, yeah. That's it.
I know damn well. But you did not come on this show and start off like this was just a romantic little piece, and you sing it, and then you end that piece that you just went all the way. When you said, lift my burdens with your tongue, be my erotic therapist, I was like, okay, she kind of touched on it. But then I wasn't ready for where you took it. Like, I ain't old enough to repeat what followed. Those are the only lines I could even write. Can't even write nothing else the way that you went in. You said all you want to do is what? Wait a minute. You took it all. I was like, she done took it all the way. And then goes try to sing at the end like it's innocent peace. You just, I'm ready to do what? I'm ready to come. You said, here he come. I'm ready to come. I'm ready to touch and lick and slap. Like, I had to stop. I just put the pen down because I can't repeat all that like that. It just, you got all the way left nasty with it. Just, I mean, I didn't think I was going to have to give out no Keke Palmers tonight, but you already just, already didn't ask for the Keke Palmer. Like, that's, too bad you lucky Kim ain't here to slap your face on it, because then you got the first one. Look at you. You got the Keke Palmer.
Thank
you,
thank you.
Can't trust nobody to come out here. That's why I tell people to say the family show. This is not a family show, people. When I tell you, y'all can spit whatever you want, there's your proof right there. There's your proof. There's your proof right there. This is nasty time. Had to come through and change it. Look, the Anthony, you could have done what you wanted because she came in with Miss Nasty Time, so you could have done whatever you wanted, bro.
Yeah, you need to get out here and get up on Clubhouse because they the ones that started this with me tonight with that erotic stuff. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do that, but it got me.
It's their fault, huh? It's their fault, okay.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Okay. Got it. They got it started, okay, Mrs. Hammer. Don't hurt them. You got it started, all right. So, yeah, I might have to come through one of them shows and see what's up. But I appreciate you coming through and sharing with us and doing what you do.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to put anything on the event page, share all the stuff you got going on, you know, please feel free to do that.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to go sit in the corner.
I don't know if the corner can hold you. You might need an ankle monitor yourself going to the corner today. Shit, well, you come
really
in here and start shit.
I really am a good girl. I'm going to the corner. One love.
I don't know who you trying to fool with that. Yeah, exactly. Go on with that bullshit. Oh, you trying to fool? You ain't fooling me. You trying to convince me? Oh, you trying to convince yourself? Because it ain't working over here. I just seen it. I remember you had a whole erotic show. I don't know who you trying to fool.
Not seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. With the T. But yeah. Definitely appreciate you coming through, sharing the good energy and the good vibes. Hopefully you'll make it back to the next show.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Already.
All right, peace.
Indeed, peace. Pearl, Miss Pearly, coming through doing what she do. So we got 818 and 615. Coming up, we're going to go to the break real quick, come back with host bit, and then it'll be you, 818 and 615 follow you. That's how we're going to do it. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hey. what you're playing for. Come on, come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong, let me fix that. Twist that, baby.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm and in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course meal for real.
Gaia, Mother Earth, to be exact, the exact image of the ancestors without blemish. The universe is the witness as legs spread from the Milky Way to Andromeda. I taste cosmic ambrosia before dark energy fits in between. In the middle is the melting of the two, internal combustion. The outward bang is big and we give birth to constellations with our names on it, Shama and Parwana. Yet African and elevated like Rwanda, the moth continues to get burned. She enjoys the flame as it flickers and lights fire to her insides, bringing light to all her dark corners. Many small deaths occur, but no need to call the coroner. I corner her in her own mind, her third eye fixed. Mental stimulation causes the body convulsions and fits mixed with ashes that burn away all that sane. All I'm saying is she loses her mind fucking with me. I mean, isn't the moth insane for continuing to fly into the flame? I continue to fly through her sky while setting fire to her Serengeti. Gifted yet mentally ravaged like Donizetti, yet willingly she gives over to the insanity. Caris, flying into the sun, she's melting like libelous libations poured over me. She's disrespectful words only seen in poetry that mean the opposite of what they normally mean. I mean, isn't it disrespectful to sit on my face and drown me, make me a martyr in her water? Yet in reality, we exchange life in death. Shakespeare be damned, I cram her learned lessons. She drinks my perfection, her essence flows on my skin. I soak in all of her nuance. Her explosion is a talent reminiscent of the Harlem Renaissance giving birth to black art. We represent the idiosyncrasies of gods being godlike while acting like human beings, creating divine things, while fire catches its light on the moth's wings. Renaissance. And we're back. Y'all know how we do. That's Host Spit. And you know we go right back into the callers. We appreciate you guys being patient. We got 818 in the building.
Feel the vibe. Feel the vibe.
This motherfucker. What's up, boy?
What up, my brother? What's up?
Man, where you been, man? We were just talking about you not too long ago.
Man, you know how it is, you know, struggling to survive, staying alive, and all that good stuff. But that piece was dope, brother. Sit on your face and what? Sit on your. I know you probably did before, but you said sit on your face and do what again? Damn.
I said, wow. Isn't it disrespectful to sit on my face and drown me, make me a martyr in her waters?
God damn. That ain't no disrespect. That's a coronation, bro.
Hey, look here. It's different types of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? You know, all disrespect is not, you know, something you frown at. You know, disrespect me, please. You know, sometimes that's the, you know, it's like that.
If that's disrespect, I want to be. If
please disrespect me.
I want to be Rodney Danger up in this bitch.
Shit. You don't want none of the respect.
Anyway, man, it's good to be back on, man. And certainly, you know, we're joking, but a lot has happened over these few months, you know, people making a transition. But I know their spirits are in here, so shout out to the ancestor, Sister Taraji, looking down on us, make sure that we keep the crime rate down, you know, so.
Already take the blind wigs off, all of that.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. But I miss you guys, miss being on the radio, and I won't take up too much of your time, so I'm going to go ahead and spit this piece. The one that I think I've written for the 30-30 poetry challenge on a couple years ago.
All right, that's what's up, bro. All right, man, you got it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thanks. The crystal rhythm following solid drums. He murmurs through tongue, speaking rapidly, incoherently, walking in circles over and over, vigorous in emotion, described as a man on the brink, called violation, middle name retaliation, last name enough is enough, screams his soul, reeking swollen fingertips, removing safety loading clips, blood-curdling screams of justice, meshing tears with a pull trigger, AR-15 times 4 equals 60 shots of retribution. At least one nigga isn't scared of revolution. Make like a stable singer and take those motherfuckers there, out of their misery, into cold, dead ground. Alone while chanting names, Sean, Amadou, Tamir, Rihanna, Trayvon, now Jalen, 8 men out, Officer down. Officer down. 7.5 bullets for each of these fucking clowns. Fully bruised for vengeance of lost blood, spilt over tired-ass excuses, fearing a fleeing man, so let it fly, unless he's a white guy. We just make chase. Protest never made a difference. His rage began to roar, growing louder, just cloning deeply embedded thoughts of the greater populace, believing their lives don't matter. Now, and I'm not talking about the bought and paid for organization buying mansions with our donations. We speak to roots, rising from the grass. Suddenly he awakes. Yes, he wakes up, awakened by the searing sound of his snore. It was all a dream, notorious and big, somber, and beautifully crafted. And so it is.
Man, you better motherfucking spit, boy. That's how you showed up. That's how you showed back up on the lines. Where the drums at, man? Like, for real, you need to be having drums playing when you spit, bro.
Yeah, brother. You know, that's a whole nother story, man. You know. Yeah.
I'm going to say this about the piece, though, man. What I enjoyed about what you said, you know, you named the brothers' names, you did all that, but, you know, you brought it home when you were like, you know, you changed your tone, so I like the cadence. You brought it back with, unless he's a white man. Love that line. That right there just brought it all home, bro. Like, that's the reality, because the history and the roots also come from the policing, because the policing came from the slave catchers. That's the roots.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you spit that, brother.
Yes, it's all about spitting. I don't have anything else to say, man. And talk about the drums. That's a whole poem or story within itself that I need to write.
You need to go and do it, bro.
I will. Trust
gotta
me.
Do
I will.
It.
I will.
Already.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, bro, we miss you, man. Glad that you came back. Hopefully you can, you know, make it back to the next show that we do. You got anything going on that you want to add to the event page or tell us about?
Well, nothing at this moment. You know, I always talked about, you know, bringing back the vibe, which I'm still contemplating doing, you know, but
right,
let me get my shit fully together before I make any commitments of any kind, or even contemplating commitments of any kind. But you know, I'll be around. You know, I'll be around.
I definitely understand that, brother, because, you know, if you don't have the right energy, you don't want to bring it out. You know, that's what's up, man. So definitely get it together how you want it to be, so you can give us that genuine energy that you bring to your show, so we can enjoy that and give it back to you, man. So definitely look forward to you doing your thing.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Already. And I ain't got no apple juice today, man.
You know, I was going to let that shit go, but you have to bring it up, so...
I had to say it, man. I had to say it. I had to say it. I ain't got no apple juice today, brother.
All right. I'll take your word for it this week.
All right.
Next week, I'm not sure.
I'm about to put the picture up for you with the label on it.
I'm sure you will. Anyway, brother, I love you. You have a good
one, man. Love you too,
man.
Stay up, bro.
All right. Peace, brother.
Peace. Man, Rob doing his thing. We got 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith Eric, Miss Hurricane Renee. Hi. C-double-3.
What's happening, brother? Unfortunately, Kim couldn't make the show tonight, man, but I'm glad that you still made it out and made it to the show and press one. Yeah, she didn't make the night, brother. Right. You got to tell her about herself, man. Next time, you know,
yeah,
sit up, let her know.
Got to tell her about herself. What's been going on, my brother?
Man, I'm just trying to maintain, bro. I'm glad I went ahead and did the show, and because I love sharing energy with everybody, and the reciprocal energy really does help. I know Kim had put something up in the event page that said art heals. And, man, that's real. Definitely real.
So yeah, it does. Excellently.
Glad to have you back out, man.
Thank you.
How much of the show have you heard? Have you been on for a little bit, or you just got on?
Just got on basically about 10, 15 minutes ago. And I think I heard J-Rob on there, if I'm right.
No, it's Rob Morrow.
Rob Morrow, okay.
Yeah.
I heard of Rob. Yeah, almost sounded
like
J-Rob right there for a minute there. Look there.
They're definitely different artists right there. Don't say that too loud. They're different artists, man. They might get on you about that.
I've got flame retardant gear on. I'm good.
All right. I'm not surprised, brother, because you come in here starting fires all the time, man. So I'm not surprised. All right, man, I'm ready, too. Let me put my suit on before you get started, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called From a Dangerous Mind. If I become a teacher, let me not become a substitute. Giving knowledge wasted on generations, displaying a point of what's the use. Here's a little something so those listening won't become confused. There's a difference between Bill Cosby and who he portrayed, Heathcliff Huxtable. If you receive that, just know I didn't drug your milk with sexual barbiturates filled with minimal minerals of ingredients laced with phosphates and carbohydrates that harden the arteries and veins to change the psychology. Now follow me as we investigate McDonald's beef. What's behind confessions of honesty in the fine print in between parentheses and parental guidance, 13 committed violence by firearms and 20 died there. Inside malls, piercing screams that rival a mini Ripperton high note. From inside my love, now with gun control, who holds the rifles? Can you smell what is possible with the opportunity of martial law? Constitution has been suspended since 1933. So forget the amendments and don't mention it. Instead of focusing on a president who practiced infidelity and prejudice or somebody sniffing little Tiffany's hair, I need to be corrected in my sins and say I'm guilty until proven innocent. Throwing stones harder than kidneys won't give me the deliverance here in the mirror, stand in front showing blemishes. Let me be cautious as my words get caught in the atmosphere. Let me be positive and not fought by negative prophecies that you hear. Let me shed all the camouflage that causes challenges to want me to be glamorous. Big brothers watching on CBS, but I can see the BS thanks to Yahweh, and now I'll probably stop there. Before the members of the Me Too movement accuse me of magic trying to cop a feel, I'm just about to lose myself in living with this incompetence. I'll get a job as a matador to escort away this fecal incontinence from this domicile having a domino effect, lacking common sense. That's that piece.
There you go. Starting the fires. I like the David Copperfield line, bro. I like how you threw that in there. But, man, look. Throwing stones harder than kidneys. That's fucked up. Big Brother is watching on CBS, but I can see the BS. I feel you, brother. There you go. I don't know who got you upset, but there you go.
I'm
getting ass when you come through.
I'm like the caramel Walter Cronkite. I'm an observant fellow, and that's the way it is.
He did not say the caramel. Okay, brother. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. You couldn't just be Brian Gumble. He already got the color. You got to be Walter Cronkite.
No,
okay.
I can't be Kermit the Frog. I'm sorry.
That's terrible, brother. You ain't got to do him like that. You ain't got to do him like that. But, yeah, man, hey. That was a solid piece, brother, as always. You definitely do your thing when you come through, man. We appreciate it, as always. And hopefully you'll make it back to the next show. Blessings again. I got my retarded on, so, you know, I'm going to make sure I keep from catching the flame because you be in there spitting, bro. You be trying to set everything on fire.
Hey, I'm trying to not be like Evel Knievel jumping over Snake Canyon. I'm going to make it through.
Already, shit, say it like that then. I ain't even mad at you, brother. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night, man. If you listen to the rest of the show, we appreciate it. You know, hit somebody up on the event page, tell them that you appreciated the piece. If not, thanks for coming through.
Hey, one love, one mic to you, my brother.
Already. All right, we got 707 in the building.
Is he with someone? Oh, hello?
Well, hello.
Hello?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
Lily ain't misbehaving, a.k.a. I went over your way, and no, I'm not okay.
So what happened? What happened? I saw that you did make it to Right About Now. And I saw that you got some good food, right?
Man, I'm fatter than ever. Oh my God, and I'm not fat. Oh my God.
Why would you be? You got some good food.
Ooh, good. But y'all's weather, it felt like I was swimming in a lake of fire. How do you do it?
Man, look, because we don't have to do it all the time. This ain't the heat that we normally. This is hot. This is hot. Like, we'll get a heat wave here and there like that, but it's been consistently about 100 the whole summer. Like, nah, that's not.
I heard about you guys on the news, right? And I wasn't thinking when me and Iris made plans. And as soon as I stepped off the plane, I was slapped in the face like, hey, bitch.
Well,
look,
I'm going to tell you like this. If you're coming from Cali, period, it don't matter what. It could be 80-something degrees. The humidity going to smack you in the face.
Yeah,
I stayed out there in California for like a year or so, and then I came back during Christmas time. And I got off the plane like, oh, shit, that's what everybody's talking about. Like, it hit me coming up because I've been in Cali for so long. So, yeah, the humidity is not a joke. You'll get smacked regardless when you come out here. Yeah,
had water with me at all times. Y'all wasn't gonna make me roadkill.
No, it's hot enough for all that. You definitely got to make sure you're hydrated out here. But I see, or I heard, that you went to Trill Burger.
Oh yes, that's the first thing I did when I got off the plane.
Look here, Trill Burger is nice. Bun B got some stuff going on over there. What you think?
Yes. And I got lucky. Every place I went to, I beat the lines. It would probably be me.
You know what?
At the most three people ahead of me. At the most.
Oh, you did good because I know the turkey hut usually is pretty bad.
And Reinhardt made fun of me. I was like, oh well, it'll probably cool off soon. They're like, ha ha ha. I'm like, yeah. When I got there, I was like, oh this shit. The Trill Burger was good. Oh my God, fucking. What do you call that place? Turkey Leg Hunt?
Turkey Hunt? Yeah, yeah.
Then found some little other hidden gems I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh, my. Oh, my. I'm
yeah, there's a few spots out there.
Come back with my stretchy pants.
You go come back here and get that food. I ain't mad. What you think about Right About Now?
It was nice. It was a lot of people, and ended up seeing a couple people I didn't expect to see. I was like, oh, there's one dude got on the mic, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know him. Oh, I didn't know he lived here, so I introduced myself to him. He's like, hey, I was like, hey, and it was nice.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you had a good time. I've been meaning to get down there myself.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed.
But you did spit.
Myself. I did. I had to beg and plead because it was like 24, I think it was 24 people on the list, and I was the last one they called up before the feature. And I was like, wait a minute, no. And I ran up to her. I said, I came all the way from Cali. Please, please, baby, please let me speak. She's like, okay. And
I'm glad they got you on there.
Behaving. Hurry up, hurry up. And I said, okay. And I kind of zipped through my poem. I should have took my time and spit. But I was just like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to have to go up there one more game just to. Yeah.
Already, you definitely got to get up there. I got to make my way down there for real.
Yes,
I'm not that far. And plus, my daughter is going to be at Texas Southern in Houston, so definitely have more opportunity to be going down there. So I'm gonna check right about now out myself at some point, definitely.
Okay, I know you will tear the stage up.
I'll do my best. We'll see what they think about me. I'm gonna do my best up there. I'm going to memorize the shit, though. I know that. I'm not going to try to read from my phone. I'm going to have that memorized.
Right, everybody. And I had mine memorized, like maybe 80, 90% of my piece I had memorized. But once I got up there, I don't know. I was like, okay, my mind went blank. And just read from the phone.
That definitely sucks when you do that. But yeah. Well, I'm glad that you had a good time. I'm glad that you got the spit, because I just think that, you know, right about now is one of the venues you got to take advantage of right now and hit it up, because it's one of those places that just really inspires poetry. There's a lot of really good poetry and energy in that piece from what I'm seeing. Like, everybody that seems to go there, they come back energized and want to write more. I want to be a part of that. So
right.
Right,
yes,
right on. Well, I know that you came to spit, do your thing. I appreciate you, you know, talking with me a little bit about it. But I'm going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. I guess I'll do, what is this? The last, some of you ladies take me as a joke. Apparently the joke's on you, though. Because while you and your friends may find my looks amusing, your dude somehow got lost in my DMs. That's him messaging me right now. Nigga is on the prowl because of the way I handle this mic. I got him wondering what this mouth do. He imagined me in yoga pants, downward dog and all fours. He wants to get drenched from the downpour. Still haven't returned home from the liquor store. His tongue wants to desperately lick her more. It's me that he wants to devour during happy hour. That arch in my back has him on the attack. Look at your dog chasing my cat. Better listen to that woman's intuition, because if your suspicions are correct, and more than likely they are, I'll have him rating my performance 5 stars by the end of the night. While he tries to reassure you that I'm not his type, he already set in stone how he's going to lay down the pipe. Don't you dare call me a homewrecker. The house that you built had cracks in its foundation way before I came along. So save your swan song for someone else. It's not my fault that I wake him up below the belt. I never wanted old boy's attention, but I should get an honorable mention for not resorting back to my old days, because back in my whole days, I would have been the sunshine to his Richie, calling you talking about, yeah, looky, I ain't never coming home no more. I could show you the receipts from his deceit, but I won't even bother, because his hit dog will never holler. I'll just secretly continue to cause his volcano to erupt, while he persistently triggers the tsunami. So the next time you check or has me cross paths, I'll shake my head knowing that I got the last laugh. Come.
Cold-blooded. That's how you gonna do them.
I mean, somebody got
it. Look here. Still hasn't returned home from the liquor store. He wants the liquor more. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I love this shit. But then you're going to have to hit him with the sunshine to the Richie. But what really got me, because, you know, obviously, I recognized it. I saw it all in my head. But you didn't say look here or anything like you said look it. You said it just like his ass did. I was done. I was done. Hey, look, yeah, look it. I was done.
Quote it correctly.
Yes. Yes, you got to say it right. Look it. Yes. I was done. That shit was funny as hell to me. He called that. Oh, shit. Love the piece. Love how you, you know, put it together. You always got, you know, these lines, whether they're funny, but you really are, you know, saying some real shit. You know, a lot of people have these certain attitudes or act funny towards
right.
certain people that they want to, you know, be surprised when they come back and bite them. You know,
right.
be an asshole to people. They be an asshole back sometimes, you know.
Right.
Well, but you want
you
somebody to respect that you got known, but you ain't respecting
shit.
Them. Like,
right, right.
Gotta ask for that shit, but.
Okay.
Is what it is, but you know, being able to write it, right? But being able to write it, you know, poetically, obviously gives you know this awareness to it.
Right.
At the same time, you made it funny, and you know, but you made it real too. You know, you said what you had to say.
Right.
So it's a dope piece. Definitely enjoy it, and as always, love to hear what you got. Glad that you made it back tonight. Glad that you had a great time in Texas.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't see the pictures, though, if you posted the pictures of what you got, because I didn't see what you got from the turkey hunt.
Oh, pictures are posted. What did I get? I think it was an Alfredo one. It had, like,
I know what you're talking about. I've seen that one before.
It had spinach and shrimp, and I think the noodle stuff, and I don't like mushrooms, so I took that off, and it was all fall off the bone, delicious. But when I went to, what do you call that place? Papa Dough. I'm not a noodles person. I don't like noodles. But I forgot
mm-hmm.
what it's called, but I had, like, salmon, and they had the shrimp on top of the salmon, and then they had some street noodles. I'm like, street noodles? And I started to get something else. I'm like, let's see what that's about. Oh, my gosh.
That's
I like
big.
Noodles, man.
I know what you're talking about.
I like noodles.
I know what you're talking about. That's a big bowl that they give you with that. That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
I think it's a New
Orleans something.
I think that's what you got, the New Orleans something. Yeah, that's
what?
A lot of food there. A New Orleans something,
I'm
going to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and I got
yeah,
the crunchy chicken, too. I got a big box and brought it home. I said, son, look at this. It's better than Popeye.
Oh, you brought some French at home?
Yeah.
What did they think?
Yeah. They liked it.
All right.
They liked it. Yeah.
That's what's up. Like I said, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad that you were able to share. I'm going to have to check your pictures out and see what you had going on. But, again, hopefully appreciate
my,
I hopefully hope that you make it back to the next show, of course. But I appreciate you
yes.
taking the time to share that with me.
Yes, yes. Appreciate
you. Already. Indeed. Catch you next show.
All righty.
All right, peace. All right, for everybody who's listening, we have about 26 minutes or so before we hit into overtime, which means that if you are listening on the computer, it's going to cut off in 26 minutes. If you want to hear out the rest of the show, depending on how many people continue to press 1, we'll go into overtime, and that's when other poets will spit. So you have to call in to the show if you want to do that. So if you do, please feel free to call in to the show and press 1 if you want to spit. But if not, the number is 319-527-6300. Come check us out. All right, so we got the next caller here. We got 469. After that, 757-501. And we got 318. So we're going to go to 469 in the building.
Hello.
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Aja, or Royal Aja on Facebook.
Yo, what's happening?
How
have you enjoyed the show so far?
I've been enjoying it intermittently for the past few years. I want to say at least since the pandemic, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. What got you to press 1 tonight?
Well, I figured it was probably time I stopped sitting on the sidelines. I used to be an avid writer, like, years ago, about 20 years ago. So I haven't written much of anything or performed for just as long. But I don't know, just kind of working through some nervousness and just figured I'm going to just go ahead and do it, like Nike.
Already. Well, this is the only way to find out. So we're going to let you do what you came to do. We're going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Started as a dick tease, even though I wanted to please. Playing with you comes with ease. I had imagined how your dick tastes. Now I want to dictate and let you dictate how often my mouth comes for you. It drips wetter. The longer I let her go untouched while you dance on my tongue, I'll slow dance until my jaws go numb. The smallest spaces won't stop my salacious appetite. She drips wetter. As you throw your head back, I engulf the fullness of you, going deeper than I've ever gone before. You moan, and she drips wetter. Motivated by head swirls, I paint my lips with your dick. As I'm dripping in your seat, I give tongue kisses to your dick. I rub my lips with it like lipstick, so let's call it dick stick. She drips wetter. She drips wetter. The longer I let her, think about sliding him deep into my mouth. It's so good, and I can't even get a drop, but I'm still motivated. The feeling alone makes my pussy throb, so I just keep licking and sucking. This bitch got me marching to the beat of her drum, a drum major. You moan, she drips wetter. I dance my tongue all along your shaft. You grip my head and thrust. You ease up because you care. And then you say, don't you need to breathe? I guess. And I reply, I wasn't even thinking about breathing.
So you just spent 4 years on the sideline with some nasty shit that you want to spend. That's what you got. That's what you come on here for. You got all this time, and you're going to come through here with Miss Nasty Time. Okay, all right. It took you 4 years to slow. All right. Well, I guess you didn't hopped off in here and did what you had to do. Let everybody see what you got going on. You lucky Kim ain't here, because she definitely probably say something to you, because you've been on the page a few times liking people's posts and whatnot. So Kim definitely has something to say to you. But yeah, appreciate you, you know, coming to the show for so long. Obviously, I didn't realize it had been that long that you had been listening or whatever, but I can't repeat none of that stuff you said, because you've been listening that long. You already know I ain't old enough. I can't repeat that kind of stuff. But I appreciate you pressing one and doing what you came to do, and hopefully, you know, you continue to come through and support the show as you have been. And I guess we'll catch you next time if you make it back.
Absolutely. I definitely intend to come back, probably with something else.
Already. It's Asia coming through with this Nasty Time after 4 years of listening to this. I'll tell you what, people are something else. We got 757 in the building.
Hey, love, what's up?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Miss Lips.
Already, how you been? Have you been able to listen to a lot of the show tonight?
I've been jumping from one thing to another. I've been one show to another, and I got out of there and jumped over here.
Okay. Y'all be doing that Clubhouse hop right back to this, right?
Right. But I just did hear that Keke Palmer award for tonight.
Look here, she should have got it, but, you know, I was being lenient because you sat over there for 4 years being nasty. You can't get the Keke Palmer off the bat, you know. That's too much. You can't come straight in and get the Keke Palmer, you know, so let her make it. But yeah.
I'm not going to go for three in a row.
You what?
I'm not going to go for three in a row. I'm going to behave a little bit tonight.
Okay, okay. Well, you know what? You've earned that because you haven't done that a lot on this show, regardless of what you've been known for. Those couple times, that's probably still on one hand the many times you've done something erotic on the show. More majority of the time, it was not. So, yeah, yeah, you definitely showed us that you are not just an erotic poet. So definitely not surprised if you don't do erotica, as I was the first time. I thought that's what you did. But, yeah, yeah, I'm glad you made it back to the show. I'm glad that you were able to make time in between all these other shows that y'all do and support, just, you know, to make time to this show. But yeah, you know, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
And you know I love coming over here. Y'all inspire me. So this piece tonight is called I Just Want to Be the Moon. Some people want to do too much. I just want to be the moonlight, illuminating the darkness just enough that there's no fear in the shadows, making the unknown just clear enough that exploring the possibilities of what could be isn't so frightening. I want to whet your curiosities, make you want to dive in deeper, trying to find what's just beyond the next turn. I want to reveal enough that you want more and give way to the beauty of discovery. I want you to seek out the treasures hidden just beyond your reach. Find out just what it is that makes my glow so beautiful, yet mysterious, and keeps you hungry to follow my moonbeams. I want to illuminate the surfaces that are taken for granted in broad daylight just enough that the idea of searching through them makes your heart race just a little bit. Because see, I remember as a child walking that tenth of a mile from home to grandma's house. In the midday, it was just a few steps to go hang out in her kitchen, have a few snacks, and listen to her stories. But at night, as soon as I stepped outside of the electric light from the back door, the journey was an adventure. Every sound was alive. The swish of the grass against my feet till I reached the Turtleback Road. The tap of loose gravel against my fishhead sneakers till I hit the solid road surface. And the sound the rubber made with every step. The chirps and drips and clicks and babbles of the woods growing on both sides, and as I listen for wildlife moving around in the shadows, the sounds of insects flying and crawling and going on about their business of living, and the feel of the moist night air on my exposed skin. It was the same few steps I made in the light, but somehow more alive when my vision wasn't as clear. And I loved it because now the journey was so much more than just reaching the destination. It became the focus. And that was where I learned myself. But I just want to be the moonlight, illuminating ordinary pathways in extraordinary ways and inviting you to find something new, more intimate within yourself as you explore me. A journey with no end, only new awareness of everything that exists between the familiarities of you and me. I'm Lip, and you've just been serving.
A picture that you just painted. Man, you just took me all the way back to my childhood and my grandmother and my great-grandmother. Man, because that description of walking outside under the moonlight My grandmother and my great-grandmother both lived in the country in the same little city. And we, as kids, ran around at night all the time. It was like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You felt safe. You weren't worried about the kind of stuff you worry about now. And to step out into all of that, and it was, you hear everything, every animal, every bug. You know, it was different from the city. I grew up in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So visiting them, it was just, it was like you described. You just really took me back with that feeling. Everything you said, you painted pictures so well. It's such a dope writing. Man,
yeah, I grew
that
up
was,
in
that
the
was
country.
Nice. I saw the picture.
Yeah,
you grew up
in
where?
The country. I grew up on the lower eastern shore of Maryland. I live so far back in the country that even today, that property cannot get cable TV.
Oh, shit. Oh, you tell me, that's the country country. That is,
yeah.
That's so country they gave up on it. They gave up on it. So y'all ain't ever going. Y'all ain't gonna ever modernize. Y'all still get water from the well. Y'all ain't ever going to hit the modern era.
We had a deep well in the backyard. We sure did.
Not even surprised. Usually, to the point where they're not even going to bring electronics to you. They're like, look, they still back in the days. We just going to let them be. But yeah,
but
that, that piece.
Safety and all of that. You know,
it
there
was
that
it
comfort
was.
And safety that you felt. You know, your parents didn't get paranoid if you walked outside at night because they knew pretty much where you were going. Grandma was right next door. My aunt was right down the street. You know, so if I was gone more than 5 minutes without somebody seeing me, they knew who to call to find me.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it was like. Like, I mean, I go, it just makes me think. So I go, we had Aunt Pearl right over here. Had Granny right here, had Mama Dia, who was my great-grandmother, right next to her, right across the street was Aunty. We called her Aunt, and that's it. We didn't give her no other name. That's Aunt's house over there. So everybody was right there. Like, if you went around the corner, like I said, there's Mama Dia. Like, everybody was right there. We were so close to each other. The whole city was not family, but those two streets or so were so close to each other that everybody was like family. So everybody knew everybody. They knew everybody's kids, all that stuff. So, yeah, that's exactly what it was like. You painted the picture so well. I see it so vividly that I get nostalgic and I remember them. That's what I love about
Baltimore.
You took me back to them.
Yeah. And there was such an intimacy about how it felt to be back in that time now that you look back at it. There was such the love was almost palpable. You know, you knew you could walk into grandma's house any time of the day because the door was never locked. You know, same way we just, you know, and you could always, there was always somewhere you could have a snack or you could have a conversation or if something was bothering you, there was somebody there to talk to. There was just that comfort, that security.
Absolutely.
That you had then.
Absolutely. There's always something to eat. You can sleep in anybody's house you want to sleep at and lay the pallets down. Because we always had pallets. You wasn't always a couch. You laid the pallets down.
There's always some extra quilts and blankets in the closet.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a dope time. Dope memories. It was definitely all love. You walked in those houses, those older people, you knew they wanted to see you. They were happy to see you. And, it was definitely all love.
And it wasn't no text before you come or call before you come. The door was always open.
No, it was better bring your ass. That's what it was. You better bring your ass. Because if you don't come up over here, you don't show up. If I hear you in town, you don't show up, it's going to be a problem.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
that's a dope piece, man. Definitely. Glad that you brought that piece through. You took me back with that one. Already.
Yeah.
Well,
I always love coming through here. You guys are dope. I love being here.
I appreciate it. We love when you come by. Give a shout out to Kim. She wasn't able to make it to the show, but hopefully she'll also be back to the next show, as hopefully you will. And I'm going to go through the next call. But again, I appreciate you coming out.
All right. One love, one mic.
All righty. That is Lisa Lips doing her thing, taking us back in the day. I got 501 in the building.
What's going on, Black Man?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
Man, it's Judge Jay. I'm good, bro, man. I just have been checking out the lineup you've been having coming in here, man. It's been a smashingly good show.
Man, I appreciate that, man. They always show up and show out, man. You never know who's going to come through, but they did the thing tonight, brother.
Yeah, man. Y'all carry a loyal following, man. I carry a loyal following.
Look, I'm definitely blessed, man. But before, you know, you get started, I know if you got anything you want to put on the event page, please feel free to do so. But I have about 9 minutes left in the show, and I got one other person behind you, so I'm going to try to get both of y'all in. So I'll let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate you. Hard Rock returns to prison from the Hospital for the Criminally Insane by Etheridge Knight. Hard Rock was known not to take no shit from nobody, and he had the scars to prove it. Split purple lips, lumped ears, welt over his yellow eyes, and one long scar that cut into his temple and plowed through a thick canopy of kinky hair. The word was that Hard Rock wasn't a mean nigga no more, that the doctors had bored a hole in his head, cut out his part of his brain, and shot electricity through the rest. When they brought Hard Rock back handcuffed and chained, he was turned loose like a freshly gelded stallion to try his new status. And we all waited and watched like a herd of sheep to see if the word was true. As we waited, we wrapped ourselves in the cloak of his exploits. Man, the last time it took 8 screws to put him in the hole. Yeah, remember when he smacked the captain with the dinner tray? He set the record for time in the hole, 67 straight days. Oh, Hard Rock, that's one mean, crazy nigga. And then the jewel of the myth was that the Hard Rock had once bit a screw on the thumb and poisoned with encephalitic spit. The testing came to see if Hard Rock was really tame. A hillbilly called him a black son of a bitch and didn't loosen his teeth. A screw he knew, Hard Rock from before, shook him down and barked in his face. And Hard Rock did nothing. Just grinned and looked silly. His empty eyes looked like knot holes in the fence. And even after he discovered that it took him exactly 3 minutes to tell you his name, we told ourselves he had just wised up, was being cool, but we couldn't fool ourselves for long. And we turned away, our eyes on the ground, crushed. He had been our destroyer, the doer of things that we dreamed of doing, that we cannot bring ourselves to do. The fear of years like a biting whip had cut deep bloody grooves across our backs. Poem by Ethish Knight. Hey, man, appreciate you, bro. I'm about to go ahead and slide out the way so the next person can go ahead and get up in here.
Before you do that, hold up, man. This story here, you got to give me some background,
right,
bro.
Though, man.
Man, you got to go and give me the background on that, bro. What's going on?
Man,
you can't spit that and walk off. The fuck?
Going on back in the day, and then a dude is in prison. You know, dude was the type of dude that the cops and everybody, I mean the guards and everybody's afraid of him. They went ahead and made an example of him. Instead of taking him out of there and putting him somewhere else, they went ahead and made an example out of them, and they crushed the morale of the black people in the prison.
Good Lord. Man, bro, you got to put a link or something in there. You can't just walk away after saying, give me that shit. Come on now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We'd like to be informed over here. You got to go and put that off in there. I need some more background on that. You can't come through and spit that and walk away. I got to have that.
Etheridge Knight, man. Y'all need to check him out. Y'all can go check him out on YouTube and listen to it or go find it. Reciting stuff like this really helps your pen to grow, helps your mind to expand, because this wouldn't be normally something that you would do. But if y'all can find it out there like that, y'all need to go ahead and explore into that and expand off another poet's work they've already done.
Already, bro. Definitely appreciate that. Like I said, if you can, share that stuff on the event page and kind of remind us so we can check it out.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Already. That's Jay doing his thing. Here we got 318 in the building.
Good evening, King.
What's happening, bro? How you been?
Hello. I've been fine. How are you? This is Zahid.
Yeah, I'm good.
Abdullah Shabazz.
Already, bro. Brother? Appreciate you making it back to the show, man.
Oh, yes, sir. You know I'm going to stop through every chance I get.
Already. Epiphany family in the house, man.
Epiphany family in the house, man. None but love.
Already.
You know,
indeed,
that's my family,
indeed,
that's
man.
That's my home, you know.
That's what's up.
It's
going
to always be my home.
That's it. Glad to have you back, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I want to spit this piece, man, and this piece that I'm about to do. I never did it before, so it's going to be the first time I'd have never did it live on radio.
Already, man.
Never did it in front of an audience. So I hope there's some female listening because it's something like erotic.
you got a few. There's a few out here, you know, they might, you know, check their event page. You know, they might say something in the event page to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to tease my sister.
Man, boy, I got you.
She
didn't make it out, but, you know, she always listens to the show, you know, on the rewind. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised she say something to you after that.
All right. So I hope it's a female listener. Right. So let me it's called stimulation of the mind.
All righty. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Let me stimulate your mind. Let me stimulate your mind, and you can stimulate minds at the same time. See, my introduction is polite. Let me enter your darkness and see if you keep it nice and tight. Take me and guide me in by your light. I can make you feel right. If you let me give you my stimulation of mental love that can last all through the night, just take the time to learn to love me right. And I can love you for life, hold you tight like you just became my wife. My tongue kiss can take your mind to a higher height like on a solar light. And every time we see each other, it's on no sight. You shine bright. Come and be my sunshine and come and light up my life. You got what I like. And we can make black love each and every time we touch. Our blackness, we clutch. I have you feeling like you can never love another black man this much. It's all about us. So fuck the world. I'm not giving a fuck. I'm just trying to be all up in your guts. Have you going nuts? I just want to make sure you feel it like you just caught the Holy Ghost and I just took advantage of your spirit. My heart's calling out to you. Tell me, can you hear it? This is all about sexual healing. Receive it and give it. Come and be my heaven, a higher level. Like I had a spirit of Nat Turner, you the spirit of Wendy Mandela, two black rebels connected by our soul to be together. Ever. This is perfect. Mental composition. Like composed music. We romance by the rhythm of our heartbeats. Let's dance. Take me by my hands and follow me if you can. I flow with the motion of a mighty ocean. When I work my hocus pocus, they would have you intoxicated like you took a dose of love potion and everything moving in slow motion. Take my token. It would give you the sensation like you was being rubbed down in your favorite body lotion and I'm doing all the stroking, and I ain't joking. Looking at you bearing your soul got me in a deep focus. I see you trying to run, but you know like I know that it's hopeless because what we share is deep black passion. Yes, to whatever you ask. Yes, you can trust me. Yes. You can lay your head on my chest. It's a real black king in the house now, so you can rest. I'm a certified warrior. I can pass any test. Not to sound arrogant, but I'm one of the best. When you see what I'm working with, you will realize that I'm truly blessed. I have you excited about what's about to come next. You could become my affection. Loving every moment that I pull out my measuring ruler and teach you a lesson. I have you confessing like I'm your rabbit. When we share mental love, it's a deep spiritual connection. It's a blessing to have you here in my arms and love in the palms of my hands. I feel the greatest love ever known to man, black love. It's deeper than quicksand. Let me stimulate your mind, and you can stimulate minds. Come and teach me like you're the only woman in the world that can reach me. Lay your body on top of my body and your head on my shoulders. You don't have to worry about a damn thing, baby girl. I'll be your soldier. Come and let me hold you. And protect you through the darkness of the night. I won't tell your secrets and keep mine for the rest of your life. I can take you to paradise, have you feeling like you was living in a dream of a mighty king and his queen. You can call me divinity. My love-making skills is supreme. I have you trying to muffle your own screams, and they label me the kings or dings, and I'm filled with the sensuality of passion. We can develop this love story into a classic. It's like black magic, the way that we make each other melt when we become one in each other's arms. It's time for a schooling, girl. So sign the alarm. When we perform, it's like the rapture ecstasy. When you're next to me, you bring out the best of me. You got to be my destiny. Come with me and see. And you move to my thrust. You got me perspiring droplets of lust for you to be the first to burst. Together, our passion can shake the earth. Can you imagine everlasting passion that's fashion and our condensed desires that's got us on fire? Come closer to me. Let me help you take off your Maya. What I see is godly. I wouldn't care if you was a scarlet or harlot like Mary Magdalene. I still love you like I was Jesus. Come and let me teach you what real love is all about. It began with the conversation of mental stimulation. It's the proper preparation to the basis of lovemaking. Having you so close to me got my heart racing, and I can't stop pacing. Let me slow down and take off all my clothes so you can see exactly what you're facing. I have you lusting, taking you to the course of science of seduction. I ask many questions to study the melanin in your thoughts to see do it go with your walk. The method of my observation giving you is similar to foreplay. Now that's out the way. Let's role play. I'm the doctor. You be my patient. Is that okay? Well, now it's time to operate, and I can hardly wait to demonstrate. I take my time and pierce your thoughts to get to your nerve tissue and drag a slow tongue kiss up and down your vertebrates. I'm very careful not to make no mistakes. I deeply penetrate your electric impulses and send brain waves throughout your entire body, causing a radical change, giving you something that will make it hard for you to explain. Now, control your hyperventilating so we can finish this conversation we're making through the intercourse of the mind. I'm operating. I'm the doctor. You my patient, and I'm engaging and brainstorming. I'm restraining offerings of ideas that's making me horny. Not to sound corny, but you taunting my intellect with certain inspiration, giving me the abilities to deal with new situations. This is lovemaking, consideration of collective information that's appealing to my higher intelligence. You got to be heaven sent because you have all the perfect measurements that got me in reverence. Now let me taste your sweet perfume and kiss your wounds, and you can kiss mine at the same time so we can be musically in tune. We got it heating up in here like it's mid-June. And when we come together, we light up the room like the sun and the moon, causing a tropical typhoon. They label my bedroom the lion den of doom. Now, let me gently lay you on my operating table. Anything you need from me, I'm willing and able. This is far from fable. Can I watch you as you get neatly groomed before you exit my room? Hope to see you again real soon. Can we say tomorrow, anytime, afternoon? But look, before you go, it's something that I want you to know. This examination went fine. And after examining you, I can tell that you're one of a kind and you're so damn fine. And I hope you enjoy it. My stimulation of the mind. And that's my piece.
Well, damn, brother, I guess you just go lay it all down for him on that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I try.
This, did the thing. This man said the spirit of Nat Turner and Winnie Mandela. He took it back on him. Man, look here. I know you did not say, but y'all perform is like the rapture.
Or ecstasy, you know?
Yeah, bro. It's all about, bro.
It's all about the stimulation of the mind, you know? You know,
I feel like
a woman too is stimulate his mind, you know? So, you know, they make love to your mind, in other words.
Already, bro. You know? I feel you. That's how it's supposed to do, man. Mental stimulation is absolutely important, especially when you're trying to get on that certain plane that you can't really describe, you know, of course, when you get to that point. So, yeah, brother, you did your thing on that piece, man. And, you know, you get some inboxes, it's your own fault. That's all I'm going to say. They hit that inbox, it's your own fault.
Okay, man, I'm ready for it.
All ready.
Yeah, man, but I always enjoy myself when I come over here, man, to Epiphany. You know what I'm saying? It's always a special, you know, gathering, you know, and I know my brother and my sisters. They somewhere around, and I want to let them know that, man, it's nothing but love. Epiphany is always in my heart, tattooed on my soul, so I'm always going to be a part of it.
That's what's up, brother. That's real talk, man. Definitely got that epiphany vibes. You know, we about family, always have been, and that's what we try to continue, man. So appreciate you still feeling that way, showing up, showing out for us, and hopefully you make it back to the next show.
Oh, I will.
Already. Well, all right, bro.
All right.
Man, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to go ahead and end the show here in a little bit. I'm going to say a little something, man, but like I said, hopefully you make it back.
I will. All peace, right. King.
Peace. That's my brother Zaid doing his thing. Listen, everybody, this is Renaissance Poetry. Man, I'm so glad you guys made it out with us tonight. You guys brought really good energy. I needed that. And y'all don't know how bad I needed that, man. I just got to say, I wasn't even sure I was going to do the show. But I'm so glad I did. You guys make me feel so much better. The way that you guys brought energy in here got me to want to spit something, so I found something to spit. It was just real, real dope. And you guys always make sure that the family atmosphere is here. It's like a reunion every time, man. You guys are dope. So we're going to do this in 2 more weeks. We're going to come right back. And hopefully you guys will make it back and do the same thing. So this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And we out.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sunday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.